The 5-year research project is focusing on palliative care options for the Pine Ridge, Rosebud, and Cheyenne River reservations. Tinka Duran is the Director of Prevention Programs with the Great Plains Tribal Chairman's Health Board, another of the project's collaborators. Duran is a member of the Rosebud Tribe and says there's a stark need for this specialized care on reservations.
American Indians in the Great Plains region have higher cancer death rates in the United States compared to non-Hispanic whites when it comes to various cancers like lung, colorectal, breast, and cervical cancer. And again, we are getting diagnosed at late stages, so it makes it very hard to treat.
The researchers agree non-Native doctors need to recognize cultural differences in the communities they serve. J.R. LaPlante is the Tribal Relations Director with Avera Health and a member of the Cheyenne River Tribe. He says Lakota people have a more holistic perspective on health.
And so in palliative care, what we're trying to do is we're trying to protect and watch out for the dignity of the whole person throughout the continuum of care. And so I think that's how this becomes relevant and with regard to the Lakota concept of what wellness is about.
Researchers will consult elders and other community members on the different reservations throughout the project. Mary Isaacson is an associate professor in the SDSU College of Nursing in Rapid City. She says palliative care is not one size fits all.
And what we may find is that what is created for Pine Ridge may look a little different than what's created in Rosebud and may also look a little different than what's created for Cheyenne River.
Isaacson says the patient and family members need to be the true leaders of palliative care, and healthcare professionals need to listen. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.